Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting, and much of that news reporting for today is focused on predicted hot weather that has been forecast as part of extreme heat moving eastward from the southwestern United States. The National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued an extreme hot weather warning for today. That warning covers portions of southwest and south-central Wisconsin. When warm temperatures combine with high humidity, conditions feel warmer than the actual air temperature. We can quantify these conditions by the heat index. When heat indices are expected to exceed 100 degrees, the Weather Service issues heat advisories or excessive heat warnings. Depending on the values and length of time, the extreme conditions are expected to last. The last time we've had an excessive heat warning issued for the area was back on July 3rd through the 7th, 2012. Thus, it's been a while since we've had the potential for heat of this magnitude. Prepare for the hot and humid weather by limiting strenuous outdoor activity. Drink plenty of water and try to stay in the shade. Those sensitive to heat are especially vulnerable to its effects. That from the National Weather Service. The forecast calls for sunny and hot with a high near 95, heat index values as high as 104, breezy with a south wind 9 to 18 miles an hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 3 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 70. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. And on Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 5 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 86. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. And in other state news, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, DACCAP, plans to treat 32 sites across 15 western Wisconsin counties for spongy moth, formerly known as gypsy moth, starting in late June. Residents can expect to see and hear loud, low-flying planes as early as sunrise. Vernon County will be included in the spraying. From late June to mid-July, planes will spray an organic, biodegradable mating disruptor containing spongy moth pheromone, which inhibits the adult male spongy moth's ability to locate females. This mating disruptor is not harmful to humans, animals, birds, or other insects. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, there is no health risk to humans, and no adverse effects have been reported in the two decades that the pheromone has been used for spongy moth control. Spongy moths are non-native pests that defoliate many tree species during their caterpillar stage, causing tree stress and potentially tree death. The harmful effects of spongy moth include the cost of removing dead trees and potential loss of property value. Caterpillars also shed their skin several times as they feed, and these bristly skins can irritate the eyes, skin, and respiratory system in humans. Information for this report was used by permission from the La Crosse Tribune and appeared in the latest edition of the Vernon County Times. COVID-19 case numbers were down over the weekend, and the percentage of tests coming back positive is the lowest in 5 weeks. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reported a net change of 3,633 new cases since Friday's report, or an average of 1,211 cases per day. That's the lowest cumulative total on a Monday since May 2nd. Over the past 7 days, Wisconsin averaged 1,531 new cases per day, the lowest average since May 4th. That according to a report from WBAY in Madison. Locally, the Vernon County Health Department reports that the county is in the low rating for community spread. There were 55 new cases reported last week, with one hospitalization and no new deaths. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.